Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have been telling us that 2011 is an auspicious year that will move the earth and all her life further up the spiral of evolution into frequencies of harmony and balance beyond anything we've ever experienced. Now, I know from outer appearances that seems pretty far-fetched, but we are in the midst of an incredible shift of consciousness. At this very moment, we are in unprecedented activities of light, during which our newly created planetary cause of divine love is being secured through the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. And we're going to talk about that process today, and we're going to join these energies, open our hearts and minds to be that open portal through which the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love will be able to more easily flow through the heart flames of humanity into the physical plane of Earth. Throughout this year, humanity's I Am presence has been raising the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. These activities of light have been divinely designed to help prepare every particle of life on Earth to withstand these new higher frequencies of divine love that are flowing into the planet right now as we assimilate them at an atomic cellular level. Our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven want this influx of light to assist humanity in ways that will only enhance our earthly experiences and not overwhelm us with too many frequencies that we aren't able to assimilate. This is a critical step in our ascension process, and it will prepare humanity at a cellular level for the unprecedented influx of light that will pour into the planet for the remainder of 2011 and through 2012. 2011 is being heralded as the transfiguring year of rebirth and renewal, and these changes are being God victoriously accomplished through the unified efforts of awakening humanity all over the planet as we work in harmony and unison with the Company of Heaven. That means that you and I and every other awakened person on this planet have the responsibility to be the open door for this influx of light. We will succeed in this monumental mission through various activities of light that we will be called to participate in through our I Am presence throughout this year. This is a cosmic moment during which we must perpetually remember that the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. So we need to take our attention off of the negativity that's being pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into light and focus on the highest visions of the new heaven and the new earth and the patterns of perfection that we want to co-create in the physical plane. By being open and receptive to these patterns of the new cause of divine love, which reflect the oneness of all life, and reverence for all life, we will be guided by the higher realms and our I Am presence. We must listen to our heart and respond according to that inner heart prompting. Your I Am presence will be bringing many opportunities into your sphere of awareness during the next few months. So pay attention. This is the moment we've all been preparing for literally eons of time. Now you and I have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity who have not yet awakened to the urgency of the hour. They're so overwhelmed by the painful experiences surfacing in their own lives that they can't get their heads above the mud puddle of chaos and confusion effectively enough to connect with their I Am presence and the heavenly realms. So today we're going to share some information that will give you the opportunity to add to the light of the world, and we're going to join together with light workers around the world. As you listen to this program, know that you're joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you're going to bless humanity and all life. And we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting not only in our own lives, but on the lives of people all over the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that the love of God is lifting you up, and as you are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with you. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Today, we're going to expand the threefold flame within our hearts, and we're going to open our minds to the divine mind of God and the divine intelligence reverberating through our heart flame. And we're going to focus on a new planetary cause of divine love and what those frequencies of love mean for the evolutions of Earth. Remember, you are the open door that no one can shut. You are the light of the world, and your time is at hand. Thank you for your willingness to serve humanity and all life on this sweet earth in this wondrous way. God bless you. Humanity is at a crossroads, and this is a critical turning point for all life on this planet. It is vital that we understand we are not just to sit around and wait for the winds of change and incoming cosmic frequencies to transform our lives into what we want them to be. Instead, we must focus on the light through our creative faculties, our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and utilize the incoming energies to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new Earth that we have all been longing to manifest. These patterns reflect everything that we would ever imagine in the way of manifesting heaven on earth. At the beginning of this year, the beings of light in the realms of truth said for us to fasten our seatbelts because we were in for the ride of our lives. Do you have any doubt about that now? Chaotic events are occurring all over the world as we experience this unprecedented purging and cleansing of humanity's human miscreations. It's very easy to feel overwhelmed and fearful when we watch the news and see people from every walk of life literally writhing in pain and agony. But it is not helpful for us to just writhe in agony with them. We have the ability to raise up in consciousness, to connect with our I Am presence and the I Am presence of all humanity, and to invoke the entire company of heaven to flood through our heart flames and into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child, love, compassion, healing, to give people the strength and the courage to move through this cleansing process. But if we just wring our hands and descend into their pain and suffering, we actually amplify the negative experiences that they're going through. There's an ancient saying that says, when you grieve with someone, you water their garden of sorrow. That's really a very profound statement. So instead of feeling helpless and amplifying the pain people are experiencing by getting down there and wallowing in the misery with them, let's become a powerful force of love and hope, of compassion, and be the open door for the planetary cause of divine love that is reflecting through our heart flames, that will bring into the consciousness of all humanity the remembrance of the oneness of all life, so that we will learn how to interact with every facet of life on this planet with reverence and a new level of consciousness that will continually and perpetually add to the light of the world. This is why we are here. This is our purpose and reason for being. And each and every one of us have been prepared for a very long time to God victoriously accomplish this facet of the divine plan. So just for a moment, I want to share with you some thoughts about this new planetary cause of divine love and what this energy that's coming into the planet now means for the evolutions of this planet. So much has been written about love that has almost become a platitude. But the transfiguring divine love of our new planetary cause, the love from the very core of creation, the heart of our Father, Mother, God, is the mightiest force in the universe. Love is not a cliche, and it is not just a superficial, sentimental emotion that we've often given it credit for being. It is the vibration from which we were born out of the very heart of God, and it is the vibration through which we must now evolve and ascend back into the heart of God. Divine love has no bonds, no barriers, no conditions. Within the infinite power of divine love, there is no pain or sorrow, no lack or limitation. The divine love from the heart of our Father, Mother, God contains within its essence the full potential to rise above all human conditions, all self-inflicted suffering, all manner of chaos, confusion, helplessness, and despair. Divine love heals the illusion of separation and duality. It rejuvenates, revitalizes, and makes whole all that it embraces. It is the single greatest source of forgiveness, and it reverberates with the full gathered momentum of our eternal freedom. Divine love is the foundation of creation and the balance of the One. It is the indivisible, unchanging ecstasy that allows us to know love in all things. When we experience the love of our Father, Mother, God, we begin to truly understand that we are all one. There is no separation. Whether we are a person, a magnificent sun, a blade of grass, or a grain of sand, we are united in the body of God by the all-encompassing light of God's divine love. As our new planetary cause of divine love reclaims this earth and anoints humanity with its eternal light, we will experience true peace and suffering and pain that we have experienced since our fall from grace will be transformed back into light and eliminated. The love of our Father, Mother, God is now resonating in the very core of our beings. It is not outside of ourselves. We no longer need to seek God's love from afar. We need to merely accept that God is within us, abiding in our heart flames, Divine love is pulsating within the silent rhythm of every heartbeat, every breath. It is a universal language now speaking to all humanity through our gift of life with every breath we take. As we listen in the silence of our hearts, we hear the tones and the whisperings of love, inspired by the wonder of nature and the music of the spheres. Our planetary cause of divine love is now reestablishing a new covenant of love with the children of Earth, which will enhance our ability to once and for all accept the gift of God's abundance and eternal peace. Through this covenant, the supply of all good things will forever and ever flood into the hands and youth of the sons and daughters of God. The glory of God's abundance will be a manifest reality, not only in this moment, but far beyond earth and time into eternity. When we agree to become a magnetic force of divine love, we draw to ourselves the loving support we need from those who we are aligned with and will assist us with our divine missions. This occurs not because of allegiance to a particular personality, but because of the affinity of our soul's light with the spiritual essence of the particular facet of that divine plan. As we expand our service to life, we must reach up in consciousness and tap into the sacred knowledge and wisdom that will teach us how to effectively utilize the new frequencies of divine love that are now flooding the earth. Because of the unprecedented influx of light that has taken place recently, the I Am Presence, the divinity within every person's heart flame, is at long last reclaiming dominion of our earthly experiences. The divine intervention of our I Am Presence is allowing the entire company of heaven to work more closely with us than ever before. These selfless messengers of our Father, Mother, God are asking us to join with them now in unified consciousness to amplify the cause that will transform this planet and all life evolving upon her into the full expression of heaven on earth. That cause, which we will now expand, utilizing the influx of light from all of the celestial alignments in the heavenly realms that are taking place at this cosmic moment, will be expanding and expanding through every heart flame. In deep gratitude for our ability to serve life in this way, let's join together in consciousness now with the mighty I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. And let's unify our hearts with the entire company of heaven. Together, we will empower our newly created planetary cause of love, which is far more powerful than any human miscreations that are currently causing humanity's pain and suffering. Breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your mighty I Am Presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body. Feel yourself kneeling before the altar of divine love within your heart flame as you surrender your lower human consciousness to the perfection and divine intelligence of your mighty I Am Presence, your true God reality. And as you join with me in consciousness, as I express these words that are coming from the divinity within every man, woman, and child, being expressed by the entire company of heaven as well, feel the divine truth of this sacred knowledge reverberating within the inner knowing of your heart, awakening you to your full divine potential. Feel the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, likewise taking full dominion of his or her physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, as every particle of life belonging to or serving the earth at this time is lifted into this newly created cause of divine love. O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself and all life evolving on this sweet earth. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle radiating love transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my I Am presence is working through me, radiating forth the perfection of my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is, to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and I am the love of God reaching out to claim this earth. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me. And in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life around me. I am the spirit of love permeating form until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of love in all life and the continuity of love in all of the experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending back into love. I am all love, and I am grateful. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now open my heart and mind to the divine heart and mind of God as I expand my ability to be the open door that no one can shut. I am the light of the world, and I am an open instrument of God through which the new planetary cause of divine love will now flow into the physical plane of Earth and be secured through each person's I Am presence within the divinity of their heart flame. Beloved Father, Mother, God, we ask that you now expand the flame of transfiguring divine love that is pulsating within every person's heart. Create from this expanding sacred fire a tremendous heart of pure divine love. Allow this heart of pure divine love to expand and expand until it envelops and encapsulates the entire planet Earth. This resplendent heart of pure divine love is pulsating in through and around the planet, and it is magnetizing to Earth the love of God from every ascended level of being throughout the whole of creation. This unfathomable influx of love floods the Earth and bathes every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy in its healing light. This activity of light is creating the archetype that will form the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love within the physical plane of Earth. This is manifesting the frequencies of divine love within the heart and mind of every man, woman, and child on Earth. As these patterns are secured within every heart flame, the I Am presence of each person integrates this new ascended level of love through every person's four earthly bodies at an atomic cellular level. Our Father, Mother, God, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every person on Earth is joining together now as one unified force of this new planetary cause of divine love. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one unified consciousness of pure divine love, we breathe these previously unknown frequencies of love from the very heart of God within the core of creation. And we project it through our heart flames into the heart of every person on Earth. This unprecedented influx of divine love is now flowing through every person's heart flame, interpenetrating at an atomic cellular level their physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this love flows from heart flame to heart flame, it creates a grid of divine love. This grid of love is expanding the abyss from the densest frequencies of humanity's human miscreations into the highest frequencies of God's infinite light. This planetary grid of divine love that is now pulsating in through and around the planet is the bridge to freedom over which this Earth will ascend up the spiral of evolution, completing her God-victorious accomplishment into the fifth-dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. This is creating a symphony of love that is ensouling and interpenetrating our beloved Mother Earth and all her life. This influx of our new planetary cause of divine love is now penetrating into the fifth-dimensional heart chakra of every person on the planet. The I Am presence of every man, woman, and child is becoming a power point of light, unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on Earth. And together, we are inbreathing, assimilating, expanding, and projecting our new planetary cause of divine love throughout the consciousness of humanity, the elemental kingdom, the nature kingdom, the animal kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of Earth. The I Am presence within every person has secured the position of being the open door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is experiencing this influx, this magnificent, unfathomable force field of unconditional divine love. Through the I Am presence, every person is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, and hearing the cosmic tones and the moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance, which has gone into creating the present negative conditions that are surfacing all over the planet, to be transmuted into light, healed, and transformed into the new patterns of heaven on earth. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every human being, we are now the cause of this force field of divine love, now being permanently established on earth. Together we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of divine love over which humanity will now ascend out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of God's eternal light. This is what our cause of divine love is now attracting into each of us personally and all of us collectively. We are being raised into a profound awakening, a new experience of supreme love consciousness. We are here and now becoming the masters of love that we were always destined to be. We are beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet and all her life, and the planet and every particle of life evolving on this sweet earth is one with us. Our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are now intensifying their light through every person's heart flame. This activity of light is lifting humanity into a higher octave of divine service. Every person on earth is being permanently invested with a cosmic force field of divine love. This force field is initiating each of us into a higher order of service to humanity and the light, which we will greatly enhance as we move forward through this essence of our new planetary cause of divine love. This will enhance our ability to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical world of form, thus co-creating with the company of heaven, heaven on earth, the fulfillment of the divine destiny for this blessed planet. We accept this activity of life and know that it is being God victoriously accomplished right here and right now, even as we call. And so it is, beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. Now we expand this activity of light, securing and amplifying the patterns of perfection for our planetary cause of divine love through every person's heart flame. I am aware of my presence in the world, and I know that I am one with all life. I gently remove my attention from the outer world, and I reverently enter the divinity of my heart. I breathe in deeply And on the holy breath, I begin to ascend in consciousness into the very heart of my Father, Mother, God. Within this unfathomable force of light, I am instantly enveloped in the embrace of God's transfiguring divine love. Within this frequency, I hear the melodious tones and I absorb the celestial fragrance of divine love. Suddenly, I feel myself soaring into higher frequencies of love than I have ever known. I pierce into the core of purity within the flame of transfiguring divine love, and the splendor of this sacred fire permeates my being. I am experiencing a love and reverence for life beyond anything I ever dreamed possible. Divine wisdom, a new level of divine intelligence, is awakening within my heart flame. And in a flash of enlightenment, I understand and know, and I fully comprehend how I am to convey this reverence for all life to the mass consciousness of humanity. I remember the training that I have had in the inner realms, and this training and knowledge is being recorded in my etheric body and pushed to the surface of my conscious mind. In this moment of divine awakening, this realization is being seared into my conscious mind and will now be tangibly available to me whenever I need to recall this sacred knowledge in my service to humanity and all life. In deep humility and gratitude, I accept the opportunities that are being presented to me within the heart of God. And I volunteer to be an instrument for this transfiguring divine love, bringing it into the world of form with every breath I take on behalf of all humanity. Through my I Am presence, I experience a new level of consciousness. And for a sublime moment, I assimilate this experience as I breathe in and out, slowly and rhythmically. With each in-breath, I ascend higher and higher into the multifaceted celestial frequencies of my Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love. And with every out-breath, this sacred fire flows forth from my heart flame to consecrate all life evolving on earth in its healing unguent. As each human being evolving on earth is consecrated with the full potential of the flame of transfiguring divine love, their I Am presence is activating specific genetic codings within their RNA and DNA structures. These codings contain the immaculate concept for each person's individual divine plan. This activity of light is empowering every beloved son and daughter of God to fulfill his or her divine purpose and reason for being. Through this activation, the mind and emotions of every person are being purified and realigned with the harmony of their true being. This purification paves the way for the conscious mind and the superconscious mind within each individual to merge and become one. In this state of at-one-ment, each person's I Am presence comes to the fore and is able, in new and profound ways, to take full dominion of his or her life, thoughts, words, actions, and expressions. As this occurs, the life, body, mind, and soul of each person are quickened and lifted into a state of enlightenment that clears the way for the fulfillment of the divine plan and the manifestation of our new planetary cause of divine love and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I feel this activity of light secured through my heart flame and the immortal victorious threefold flame within my heart now expands and expands until it fully envelops my four lower bodies. Through the influx of the planetary cause of divine love from our Mother God, the Blessed Holy Spirit, and the company of heaven, my threefold flame is becoming balanced. This expanded balance within my heart flame has a dual pulsation. The first pulsation is the in-breath, through which I am lifted up in consciousness, assimilating and absorbing the frequencies of light in the realms of perfection. The second pulsation is the out-breath, through which I expand and radiate those patterns of perfection into the world of form. On every in-breath, my threefold flame extends in vibration, piercing higher and higher into the realms of perfection, into the very heart and mind of God, the source of never-ending perfection. And on every out-breath, my threefold flame radiates the blessings from the heart and mind of God into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional planes of planet Earth, eventually projecting these gifts throughout the planet through every heart flame, expanding out to bless all life throughout the universe. On every in-breath, my heart flame ascends into new heights of divinity. And on every out-breath, my flame becomes a stronger pulsation of God's blessings into the world of form. Because of this dual activity, my heart flame is both the portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light within me, as well as the source of all divine blessings for humanity and the planet. My threefold flame is both the inward journey, my inward portal to my fifth-dimensional I Am Presence, and the open door for the gifts of my Father, Mother, God, radiating outward into my daily life, blessing all life on earth. Through the holy breath within my heart flame, my inner journey to God and my outer service to light are being brought into perfect balance. It is within this balance that I find my I Am Presence, the true master within me, the keeper of the flame within my heart. It is within this balance that I enter the flow of the patterns of perfection, of pure divine love, being a perpetual open door for that gift of life. The threefold flame in my heart is also the point of I Am consciousness that is directed down from the heart of God into the world of form through my I Am presence. My heart flame that is now newly expanded to envelop my four lower bodies is the center of my being, containing all of the basic elements of creation. It pulsates with energy, matter, and intelligence. It is the perfect frequency of power, love, and wisdom. It is the expression in the physical plane of the Holy Trinity, the divine balance of my Father God's divine power, my Mother God's divine love, the Holy Spirit, and the Son and Daughter of God, the Christ light of divine enlightenment within me. The Holy Breath is the vehicle for the assimilation and expansion of this threefold flame. And I continuously assimilate the nature of divine love into my heart flame on every in-breath. And I expand the blessings of God into the world around me on every out-breath. Thus, breath by breath, I am building my spiritual aura through which the miracles of my I Am presence and my Father, Mother, God will manifest in the physical plane as the new planetary cause of divine love, thus co-creating the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Now, I join in consciousness with the company of heaven and experience for a moment this rhythmic holy breath. As I in-breathe deeply, I am reaching into the realms of infinite perfection, and I affirm within the silence of my heart, I am in-breathing the love of God into all life on earth. Then, as part of the rhythmic holy breath, I hold the breath in for a moment, and I affirm in the silence of my heart, I am assimilating the love of God into all life on earth. Then I exhale deeply, expanding this divine love into the physical world of form. And I affirm in the silence of my heart, I am expanding the love of God into all life on earth. Then on the rhythmic breath, I hold the breath out for a moment, and I affirm, I am projecting the love of God into all life on earth. So I am joining now in consciousness with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, participating collectively in this holy breath. As one heartbeat, one breath, one energy vibration and consciousness, I am in-breathing the love of God into all life on earth. Hold, I am assimilating the love of God into all life on earth. Outbreathe, I am expanding the love of God into all life on earth. Hold, I am projecting the love of God into all life on earth. I am in-breathing the love of God into all life on earth. I am assimilating the love of God into all life on earth. I am expanding the love of God into all life on earth. I am projecting the love of God into all life on earth. I am in-breathing the love of God into all life on earth. I am assimilating the love of God into all life on earth. I am expanding the love of God into all life on earth. I am projecting the love of God into all life on earth. I am in-breathing the love of God into all life on earth. I am assimilating the love of God into all life on earth. I am expanding the love of God into all life on earth. I am projecting the love of God into all life on earth. and I breathe normally. Now I visualize the I Am presence of every person on earth, sending forth myriad rays of light, connecting again through a new level of higher consciousness, threefold flame to threefold flame. This activity of light is greatly expanding our grid of divine love, uniting the fifth dimensional solar heart chakras of every man, woman, and child on earth. I see the family of humanity interconnected through these rays of divine love, our new planetary cause, expressing the full divine potential of our I Am presence as we each now weave our unique gifts and divine momentums into the golden tapestry of life unfolding on earth. These divine momentums reflect our new planetary cause of divine love, our oneness with all life, our reverence for all life, and the perfection of heaven on earth. I am a source of God's blessings, united with humanity, as one breath, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. I am dispensing more and more of these profound gifts from the causal body of God into the physical plane. Through my unified efforts, I now experience my Mother God, the divine feminine aspect of deity, taking full dominion of the love nature within me, balancing in perfect harmony with the divine masculine, my Father God, together rebirthing the Christ consciousness of the sons and daughters of God, bringing a new divine momentum of love through every heart flame. And as one unified family of light, I affirm, I am a force of God moving on this planet. I am an upward rush of force, of vibration and consciousness, which is my immortal victorious threefold flame, the center of my being. My balanced threefold flame and the balanced masculine and feminine polarity of God's within me are my electronic aura now spiraling in through and around me, birthing me back into Christ consciousness, the full potential of my mighty I Am presence. The love, wisdom, and power of my Father, Mother, God are continually flowing through my aura. And I now remember that I am a being of very powerful light. I am one with the universal consciousness of all that is. I am that I am. I am now experiencing a new level of understanding. And as I assimilate the love of my Father, Mother, God, I begin to remember the truth about me. I came into this world for a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a mission. I came to love life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation of this sweet earth. I am part of God, and the fullness of my Father, Mother, God now abide within me. All that I am called to do, I now do with love and happiness. I see the all-seeing love of God flowing through me, and it is encompassing my I Am presence and all life as it flows through my heart flame, blazing into the heart of every man, woman, and child. I am peaceful, powerful, and filled with divine love, for I remember who I am. I am a beloved child of God, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. and so it is. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body as I take a few minutes to breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically, allowing these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious hearts, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today and for the incredible activity of light that you have participated in that is expanding the light of the world during this cosmic moment evolving on Earth. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Take Charge of Your Life. As you expand through this new level of consciousness, join with us again next week, listening to Awakening Your Divine Potential as we move into our new level of our planetary cause of divine love.